Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, February 15th, 2024. So, on what is approximately the Ides of February.
And also Wisconsin Day.
And Wisconsin Day. Gasp, we have to explore this in just a moment. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it an Ides of February or a Wisconsin Day worthy crossword?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
I thought it was very, very interesting.
Yes.
I thought the theme was extraordinary.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little trouble with that theme.
Me too.
But why don't you talk about the theme? Because it's definitely the most dominant part of the crossword.
That is for sure. There were five circled squares in the puzzle, and you had to find the revealer clue before you could really understand what was going on. And that was 32 across, which was risky wager with a hint to the letters in this puzzle's circled squares. And the answer to that was double or nothing. Double or nothing. So I figured out right away that, okay, double, that means maybe two letters in a circled square. And I was right. And it was the same letter in each case. For example, the first one at the top middle was six down, blank gun. And the answer to that was Tommy gun, but there were only four squares, but the third one was circled. So you could write in T-O and then M-M in the circle and then Y. So Tommy gun. And that crossed, that circled squares crossed at 17 across, which was powered down in a way. And the answer to that was dimmed, only there were only five squares, but you had the double M in the circle. So that made for dimmed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme. And we had, like you said, we had five of those. Well, I don't know. I was just going merrily on my way. And even though I knew there were supposed to be two letters in each circle, I just put one. So
really?
Yes.
Because that is exactly what I did.
Oh, really?
Because I don't know why, but I looked at it and thought, oh, I'll put in one. And it'll double it or it'll ignore it.
Uh-huh. Well, it ignored it because the answer was double or nothing. Double or nothing.
Right.
So another one was nine down, flower. And the answer to that was blossom with the two S's in the circled square. And that crossed with 22 across, which took me a while to get. Told where to go, say. And that was cussed,
mm-hmm.
C-U-S-S-E-D. So anyway, I'm just going merrily on my way, and I'm like not getting the puzzle solved, getting it all filled out, not getting it solved at all. And so I was like, oh, shoot, I must have a mistake somewhere. And I just couldn't find it, and I just couldn't find it. So eventually I looked at the answer key, and all of the circled squares had nothing in them. So I thought, I didn't know what to make of that. So then I read the thing. It was like double or nothing. So I thought, oh, you are supposed to put two letters in each. So then I went back and I'm putting in PP and MM and SS and so on and so forth. And then I get to the last one and I'm getting ready to, you know, I clue in on the circled square and I type rebus and I'm getting ready to put, the other letter
E.
And what
it would have been E.
It was an E. And for some reason, I hit the backspace and it solved.
Right.
Because I had doubles in all the others and I had nothing in the last one. So I assumed you could either put in doubled letters or you could put in no letters. But if you just put in the one letter, it didn't solve.
They had a very interesting choice. You could put in no letters. You could put in two letters. I think you could put in a dash or you could put in an X. But you couldn't put in a single letter.
You couldn't put in a single
letter. And I don't even know what I was thinking of when I got to that. But I thought, it's double or nothing. So I thought, oh, it's a circled letter. And we just had a puzzle with circled squares, right? Not too long ago.
Well, yeah, yesterday we had the love puzzle.
That's right. And that had a single letter in there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I was just sort of stuck on that puzzle from yesterday. Uh-huh. But I thought, well, I got to put a single letter in here, and it's double or nothing. So I see if you read it with two M's, mm-hmm. for example, for Tommy and Dimmed, but it isn't that you just read it. You have to write it. And it's a Thursday, and it's a rebus, and I should have known better.
Yeah, me too.
I felt really stupid.
Well, I think, you know, innately we just put that extra letter in even though we didn't actually type it
exactly.
in. You know, we could read it. You know, it was D-I-M-E-D, but it was like, oh, yeah, dimmed, or T-O-M-Y. Oh, yeah, Tommy gun. Just, you know, we're just reading that with two M's, even though we only put one in.
Now,
so I wonder if anyone else made that mistake. But
well, I looked on Wordplay. A lot of people really, really, really liked the crossword for reasons that we'll explore. I mean, the first was, I guess the other, you didn't mention sort of like the double meaning of the words, of the clues.
I didn't understand. What do you mean?
Okay, so for example, six down, blank gun. It's double or nothing. If it's double, it's Tommy gun. You leave off the two M's, it's toy gun. 17 across, powered down and away, dimmed. You take out the M's, it's died, which is also powered down.
Boy, I didn't even see that.
No, I discovered that right away, and I was just like, at first I thought, oh, some of them I could see working with, and some of them, like for instance, 9 down, flower, I saw B-L-O-O-M, and I thought, huh, it's you don't use any letters there, and I left it blank. But then I looked and thought I could put two S's in there, and it would be blossom, but I only wrote one S.
Uh-huh.
A tremendous mystery. But yes, each clue corresponded to two answers, one with the double letters, one with nothing.
Wow.
I know. That elevates it.
Oh, yeah.
To a whole new level
amazing.
Of crossword. It is. Mm-hmm. And you know, I wanted, if I hadn't sort of made that mechanical error, because like you, I had the whole grid filled out, and I swear, I stared at every single single answer, and I'm like, it's got to be that. That's got to be that.
I went over the across and downs at least 3 times.
Right.
Trying to find it, but
I'm sure I went over them 10 times.
Oh, my.
But eventually, I mean, but the crossword itself was splendid. But that trick with each answer, with two versions of the answer corresponding to the clue.
That is incredible.
Yes. Yes, it is. It really is an extraordinary crossword.
A masterpiece of crosswordery.
Mm-hmm.
I just made that word up.
Cruciverbalism is also available if you need it. But you know, the clues in here were also fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was a very entertaining puzzle to do.
Right. I was delighted to see a response to merci, 2 down, was de rien, and that was a debut.
Oh, really?
Yes. Hmm. It's like, not only are they in French, but it's French that apparently hasn't been in the grid before.
Oh, yeah, I don't recall ever seeing it, but I couldn't remember how to spell that. I thought it was D-A-R, not D-E-R, but then from the across, which was 12 across.
Hit or miss.
Hit or miss, perhaps. It took me a while, but I finally figured out verb was the correct
answer. That was good.
Uh-huh, that was a very good clue.
4 down, this too shall pass. Fad.
Yes.
I had trouble getting, because I had trouble sort of pulling 4 across out of my hat. Not fixable as an error, fatal.
Mm-hmm.
That took me more time than it should have.
Yeah, I also liked 27 across, make love, and that was endear.
Yeah.
Like make someone love you.
Yes.
Endear them to you.
Yes. 9 across, group whose full name translates as Bulletproof Boy Scouts, BTS.
Yes.
That was a fascinating one.
Yes, I never knew that.
That's a brilliant clue for BTS.
Right. There was another, no, I'm sorry, that was Italian. 18 down was, or 15 down was Italian apology.
Mm-hmm.
Scusi.
Right.
I remember when we went to Italy saying that many times. Scusi.
Seven down, Dizzy was a real, A-R-E-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
That took a bit. Oh, and 21 across, Bill supporting public television. So I had it starting with N. I'm like, NPR? That doesn't make sense. You know, and then I thought for NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, but I thought that's an organization. It's not a bill. Turns out it was Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yes, that was just great.
Yeah, that was a great clue.
29 across. So I started to run into difficulties here. I wasn't quite sure if I could trust my answers. 24 down. Approval on PolitiFact say was true.
Yes.
Which, you know, I had like T, the R, and the E, but I'm struggling everywhere and because I'm not getting anything solved. And so I started to suspect it, but it's just like, get a grip. The answer is clearly true. But 29 across, chignon for one is bun.
That's right.
That's what, hairstyle?
Yes.
And 30 down.
I was thinking that's also the word for, I thought it was the, well, maybe that's not right. Maybe that's a snood. I was thinking that was also used for like a fishnet type fabric that you would put over a bun.
Oh.
Now I'm thinking that's a snood.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway. But yeah, I knew it was a bun.
Let's see. 22 down. That was hundos. And the answer was sea spots.
Yes.
What a great word. Hundos.
I know. I'd never heard that before. Hundos. But.
Sounds like a good name for a car.
Hundreds,
maybe that'd be Hondas.
$100.
Right.
Spots. So, yep. Mm-hmm. I also like 49 across. Garden party annoyance. Colloquially.
Mm-hmm.
Skeeter.
Right. And the two above that, 45 across, doctor for kids was Zeus, mm-hmm. which was good. And then 42 across, phenomena nicknamed Carl in San Francisco, fog.
Yeah.
You know, at first I thought maybe it was I was thinking it was going to be a pig. It was going to be a dog.
Oh.
And I'm like, why would they name it Carl? And why would anyone care? But fog, I guess, is more widespread.
No. Uh-huh.
44 across, soft rock. I originally wrote lava.
Oh.
The second letter matched.
It's a little too soft.
It's soft. It's flowing. That's how soft it is. But
when it's lava, it's not a rock.
Just give it some time to cool.
Right. Then it's not soft.
But in this case, it was talc.
It was talc. That's right.
32 down. A word with bank or base was database.
That's right.
That wasn't too hard, I think.
No.
I found it interesting. 37 down. Meaning of the Italian Louis or German in, or however that's pronounced, I-H-N, the answer was him.
That's right.
Well, Louis in Italy is spelled exactly the same as Louis and means the same thing in French, so that helped me a lot.
Well, very good.
I needed all the help I could get here. No, actually, I mean, most of it, I got the thing solved in a decent time, but just then spent the rest of the time looking painstakingly.
Mm-hmm.
At each answer.
Mm-hmm. I liked 63 across. Hoodwink was snooker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great word. And then the one under that, 65 across, second of five, and it was dotted I.
Yeah,
that
boy.
Took a while.
Yes.
But it's a great answer.
And sort of the same general genre of clue, 55 across, characteristic of video poker, lottos, and casinos. And this is one of the themed answers. So one of the answers was long O's.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was long odds,
right,
where you put in the two D's. But the long O's and the dotted I's sort of seemed cut from the same cloth.
That's right.
55 down, window pane. And that was in double quotes. The answer was LSD.
Yes.
It's like, wow.
I didn't know that was called window pane.
No, I don't try and keep up with LSD slang, but
no, me either. Me either. And that cross with 52 down, here we see it again. Impressive showbiz quartet. EGOT.
Yes. We had that
yesterday.
Was, right. Not in the grid yesterday. I think it was like it was part of a clue, right? They're talking about Elton John and someone else.
It was plural, EGOTs.
Oh, was it plural? Okay.
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. In which case, you were right. It show yes, good memory, and I'm not surprised. Yep, it was in there yesterday as EGOTs. Okay, so 30 down. Landlord pays broker in rental lingo, no fee. I had no idea, but I'll just take their word for it. So, all right. Well, I think that's it for today then. A fabulous, fabulous crossword.
Yeah. Well done.
I wish I had just been a little bit more with it when I was going for the themed answers, but this was by Teddy Katz and Rich Katz.
Good job.
So, yes, indeed. Bravo. All right, that's it for today.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tomorrow is going to be Fun Fact Friday, so you'll want to tune in. You'll want to tune in for that. Sorry, I stepped on your line there.
Yes, you did.
And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.